From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. When you think of Illinois farms and what they produce, what do you think of? I'm guessing corn, soybeans come to mind. I mean, after all, they are the state's top commodities. Maybe you also think of wheat, which is up there on the list. But there are three orchards in Illinois that produce peaches. There are other states that, of course, have much more peach production, South Carolina, California, Georgia. But Illinois orchards still plant hundreds, if not thousands of acres of peaches every year. As we've discussed on the program quite a bit lately, though, nature can wreak havoc in the world of agriculture, and that cold snap that came through last December knocked out a significant chunk of this year's peach production. To talk about what it looks like to grow peaches in Illinois, what happened, and what that'll mean for people who want to buy peaches, we're joined now by Rigella Scavuzzo, who is the executive director of the Illinois Specialty Growers Association. Rigella, welcome to the 21st Show.
Thanks for having me. We're delighted to talk about all our fruits and vegetables here in Illinois.
We're also joined by Austin Flam, who is the farm manager for Flam Orchards, about 20 minutes south of Carbondale. One of the crops the orchard produces is peaches. Austin, welcome to you as well.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
And Jack Langson is assistant farm manager with Eckert's Inc., which has its main farm in Belleville. Jack, thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
And listeners, as always, we welcome your thoughts and questions. Have you seen a shortage of peaches at your local grocery store? And what do you want to know about peach orchards in Illinois? Big picture, what do you think about how the changing climate is going to be affecting crops grown on Illinois farms? Again, join the conversation at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. All right, Austin, I want to start with you. Why grow peaches in Illinois? It's not the first crop most people think of.
Well, it wasn't my decision. We've been doing this for many, many years. My family started farming in Cobden in 1888. I'm a sixth generation of the family to actively manage the farm. Due to our topography and just the climate here in southern Illinois, and we're a very hilly country in Cobden and Union County, it makes for a very good area to raise peaches. We grow peaches and apples. It's something that is kind of a niche crop to this area. We feel like due to our high clay soils and high elevation, we can grow as good a quality peach here as you can anywhere in the world. And although years like this, you kind of question why you do it, you have to realize that this isn't every year, and most years we have pretty nice crops. So this is just an off year.
Yeah, well, maybe we can come back to, you know, what it was about this year that makes it unique. But Rigella, how about that? I mean, does it surprise people when they find out there are peaches grown in Illinois?
I think it does. A lot of people think it's a southern, you get it in Georgia, you get it in Alabama. But those in Illinois and those that move out of Illinois, I've learned quite a following of it. It's, you taste an Illinois peach and it's something magical, and it's just that perfect time of season. But it's fun to know that we grow something like that here.
So what, Jack, what makes a local peach better?
Yeah, well, to start, local peaches, they're just more fresh. The peaches that we grow are tree ripened. We pick them when they are ripe and ready to eat. And at that point, there's just a higher sugar content. They're sweeter, they're juicier. And I think that's what draws people to pick fresh peaches every year on our farm. Like I said, it's just a fresher, juicier peach, which is something the large growers out of South Carolina, California just can't get, because they have such high volumes that they have to send all over the country, and they have to pick them, you know, sometimes when they're still green, and they're just not quite as juicy and fresh as a local grown peach.
Mm-hmm. All right, Austin, maybe you can just sort of take us through an annual cycle. What is it? What does that look like? What is the process from, say, you know, let's say hypothetically, we're immediately after one harvest going through the next harvest. What do you do? What work is there? What does that look like on the farm?
Immediately after the harvest is over, the tree slowly becomes, so it starts to shut down and become dormant. Going into the winter season, you like to see your trees completely dormant by the time that the freeze hits. I think that's part of what happened this past year in December. It was an earlier freeze than we're used to, but the tree goes dormant. Tree fruit like peaches require a certain amount of chilling hours. It's kind of variety dependent. Luckily, thanks to our cooler climate in Illinois than what they have in the South, we don't have any issues reaching our chilling hours in most years. And then as the trees come out of dormancy in the spring, once you get warm days and the bud is produced, you'll go into the bloom where it puts on a flower. And every single flower on the tree contains hopefully a live peach in it. And on years that you have an extremely full crop, there's a lot of thinning involved, mainly hand thinning. There are some chemical thinners on the market, but they're pretty early on in their technology with that. So the predominant way to thin peaches is still by hand. There's natural thinning that occurs virtually every year. You have a cold spring frost, it'll kill a few peaches. Typically, it's nothing to worry about unless you get to those extreme colds. That's what makes the month of April so crucial for making or breaking your crop. But over winter as well and into the spring, we prune the trees. We keep them cut back to a size that they're going to be the most productive and the highest bushels per acre that we can achieve. And then it's just a matter of maintaining your crop and making sure that the peaches that you do have and leave on after thinning can produce the highest yielding and best quality peach that you can and get ready for harvest in the summer.
Jack, how does the peach crop fit into the bigger picture of what you produce in any given year?
Yeah, like most specialty farms in Illinois, we don't grow just one crop. Peaches are one of the two top crops that we grow, the other being apples. And peaches are really the main driver in the summer months that bring customers to the farm, as well as blackberries, strawberries in the spring, and a few other things here and there, veggies. But peaches are a huge source of revenue for us. That's what the customers are on the farm to get. They're there to pick peaches, and that's what brings them to also pick the blackberries and the strawberries. So the peaches are the main thing that brings people to the farm.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, let me take a moment to reintroduce our conversation. If you're just joining us, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are talking about Illinois' peach crop, which has had some setbacks in this past year because of a cold snap last December. There are some issues with the crop this year. We're talking about that with Jack Langson, who's with Eckert's Incorporated, which is in Belleville. It's a farm there. Also, Austin Flam is farm manager for Flam Orchards, about 20 minutes south of Carbondale, which has peaches among its crops. And Rigel Escavuzo is executive director of the Illinois Specialty Growers Association. 800-222-9455 is the number to join our conversation today. So let's talk about the weather. Austin, broadly speaking, what went wrong this year?
For us, we feel like the majority, if not all, of our damage occurred on December 23rd. We went from a pretty normal December temperature, somewhere in the 30-degree range, and in a pretty short and dramatic amount of time, something like 8 hours, we dropped down to around -4, -5 degrees with even colder wind chill temperatures. And we feel like our buds on our peach trees maybe weren't quite to their full dormancy stage yet. We went out about a week after the first of the year, began cutting into thousands of peach buds. We couldn't find anything alive. It's as simple as cutting the bud open and looking inside to see if it's still green or if it's brown. And we made a pretty safe assessment at that time that we were going to have little to no peaches, and we weren't far off. We had a few more show up after the bloom than what we originally expected to have, but not enough to get anywhere close to the size of the crop that we needed.
And you knew that back in January. That's fascinating for those of us who aren't farmers, that you could tell that at that time already.
It's something we look into every year in the springtime, and we very seldom have to worry about checking them in January like that. But this is a very rare year. I mean, it's anybody in the peach industry that you talk to, if you tell them you lost your crop in December, it's kind of a head scratcher, because that's a very rare occurrence for that to happen.
Rogel, I understand Illinois isn't alone in experiencing this weather-related problem from December. Can you say more about that?
Yeah, it's that weather impacted peaches across the country. So we're seeing, you know, this in our southern states that we typically see peaches. And it's not a total loss of peaches, but what you're going to see is weeks of varieties where we don't see certain types available. Because those varieties got hit harder than others. But yes, Georgia is reporting also 50% yield, as well as some of the other states.
And Jack, I understand at Eckert's, how did it affect your crop? Because there was some unusual variation depending on the variety, right?
Yeah. in general, we fared a little bit better than Flams. Down in the southern part of the state, we still did have some damage from that cold event in December. And just like the Flams, we kind of evaluated the crop load, cutting open buds in early January. And we really had trouble deciding, you know, what kind of crop we were going to have. We knew we had at least a partial loss, and we were kind of being pessimistic about it in a way, because we just didn't want to get our hopes up. And we knew the temperatures were at a pretty low level, and it could have resulted in a full loss at those temperatures. So we weren't really sure what to expect, but we kept kind of evaluating as the season went on and as the trees progressed with the bloom. And it did get better. I think we were happy to have about a half a crop this year. If not, maybe a little bit better. But as you mentioned, it was very variety dependent and also geographically dependent. You know, certain parts of the farm fared much worse than other parts. And really, we don't know how to explain that other than it was based on geography and variety.
I was going to say, is it like certain, you know, the west facing hillside or something like that? Or can't even place it that specifically.
It pretty much is. We have a south-facing hill that has a lot of peaches on that hill, and a lot of those varieties were where we saw the biggest loss this year. And why that is, we don't know. The other side of that hill, the north-facing hill, fared much better. So, you know, how do you explain that?
Yeah, that's bizarre. So, Austin, it's been a rough harvest, I imagine. How does that affect the production work you would usually do with peaches this time of year?
Well, I guess the harvest is kind of your perspective on how you look at it. It's been a fairly easy harvest because there hasn't been much to pick. But typically, this time of year, the first week of August, we're running around the clock 7 days a week trying to pick, pack, and ship our peaches. This year, it's looking like we are very likely going to wrap up our entire peach harvest this week. We have a lot of these peaches that we're picking now that are going to be sold and off the farm within the next week, and our peach season is likely going to end here before too long, within the next week or two. On a typical year, we expect our peach season to last up until about Labor Day or so. So it's rough in the sense that you're losing a huge source of our revenue on the farm. But like Jack mentioned earlier, our farm as well, we're diversified and we have other crops and there's other things to fall back on. So although it's a kind of a rough stretch to not have your peaches, it has been a pretty slow and quiet summer on the farm compared to what we're typically used to.
Interesting. All right, we're going to take a break on the program, but when we come back, we'll have more on our peachy conversation today here on the 21st Show. We're talking about this with Austin Flam, who is the farm manager for Flam Orchard south of Carbondale. Jack Langson is assistant farm manager with Eckert's Inc., which has its main farm in Billville, Illinois. And we're also talking with Regilla Scavuzzo, who is the executive director of the Illinois Specialty Growers Association. And if you want to join our conversation, the number to do that is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. And if you can't join us live or you don't want to call in live, you can always let us know what you thought about our show by emailing talk@21stshow.org. That's talk@21stshow.org. Or you can just visit our website to find all the ways to keep in touch with us. We do appreciate hearing from you. And while we don't necessarily share every response on air, we do share some from time to time. So do keep in touch. Talk@21stshow.org is the address. And more to come after a short break. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us. This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are talking about peaches. You may not have known that Illinois is a peach-producing state, not on the level of California or Georgia, for example, but there are hundreds, if not thousands, of acres of peaches planted in Illinois, mostly in the southern part of the state. We're talking about all this with Austin Flam, who's farm manager for Flam Orchards, which is south of Carbondale. They produce peaches, among other crops. Jack Langson is assistant farm manager with Eckert's Inc., which has its main farm in Belleville. And Regilla Scavuzzo is executive director of the Illinois Specialty Growers Association. If you want to join our conversation, the number is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. So, Regilla, what does all this mean for consumers? Are people going to be seeing a difference in terms of peach prices, peach selection at the supermarket?
Well, anytime you face a shortage, you're probably going to see a price change. You will still see peaches on the shelves. You may see weeks where you don't have them. But also, you know, this is a great time to look at things like heading directly to the farm, looking up at locally grown sources and going to farm stands. So it's not that you're not going to see peaches, but they may look a little bit different this year compared to some of the other years. We will have them at the state fair this week, actually. So if people want to head to the state fair, we will have Eckert's peaches with us.
Oh, interesting. All right. So, Jack, I mean, are you selling mostly to supermarkets? Do you sell mostly to individual consumers? What does that mix look like for you on a typical year and then this year as well?
Yeah, typically about half of our peach production goes towards wholesale to grocery chains, Schnucks, Whole Foods, and some other grocery chains in our region. And then, you know, the other breakdown of that is we do pick your own. So people come to the farm and actually pick the peaches off the tree. But then we also sell the peaches in our country store as well. So, you know, typically that would be the breakdown on a regular year. This year, we kind of pulled back on our wholesale production. We're not selling as much of our peaches in grocery stores, and we're kind of emphasizing people coming out to the farm, picking peaches on the farm and also in our country store.
I feel like we're getting some good inside information here that Whole Foods and Schnucks are sourcing from the same farms for their peaches. I wonder if they're charging the same. Maybe you can't speak to that. Austin, same question to you. What sort of mix do you have for your crops? Is it wholesale? Is it consumers directly? Is it picking? How does that work?
On a typical year, we're looking at least 90% of our crop goes wholesale. This year, being that we have about a 10% crop total, I'd say maybe just a touch over half of our peaches have been wholesale, and the rest of them have been straight to consumer out of our retail market. I feel like from the retail standpoint, we have a roadside stand at our farm. I feel like our traffic and the volume of peaches that we've been able to supply to our retail store hasn't wavered this year like we maybe expected it would have. We've been able to keep the peaches in supply in the store, and our customer base hadn't slowed down any. But the wholesale side, we've seen a significant drop off in that. We typically do supply a few major retail chain stores, as well as individuals who buy and resell produce markets in major cities across the Midwest. And a lot of that has not been going on this year. Our primary wholesale business this year has been individuals who are buying in bulk to take back to their own farm store or to redistribute in other places. So it's a very different atmosphere on our wholesale side this year than it typically would be.
Yeah. So Austin, how do you weather the storm, so to speak, when there is a bad year like this, right? I mean, you have other crops going on, but I understand USDA insurance, farm insurance also makes, crop insurance, I should say, makes a difference. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah. So there is insurance available for peaches in Illinois. There's only 4 counties in the state of Illinois that qualify for it. Union County and Jackson County, we have farms in each county. They qualify. St. Clair County, where Eckerts is located, they qualify. And Calhoun County qualifies. And the insurance works off of a state average. So until the actual harvest of peaches is over this year, I don't know that we'll know the exact number on what the state average is. But just by talking to growers ourselves, we know it's going to be low enough to qualify for some sort of insurance. The big question right now is, what is that going to look like when it all comes to fruition? And that's a question we don't know. But also, it's never good to lose a crop, but losing the crop early like we did in December versus late in the month of April, for instance, it benefited us by being able to plan for it. We were able to cut back a lot of our input costs into this crop. We were able to hold back our workforce from coming to work in early June like they normally would, and instead a lot of our picking and or our harvest and packing crews have just arrived here in the last week or two. So it's been kind of a two-tier deal where, yes, there's insurance available for a loss of crop, but also we're able to cut back so much on our input costs that it's helped us tremendously. And we had a great strawberry season, and we're hoping to have a great apple season to kind of help offset that burden as well.
Well, that's something else you mentioned, the pick and pack crew. I don't know if it's sort of migrant farm workers. I know that they often are on a kind of schedule, and they're counting on a certain amount of time, certain amount of work, being able to move on. Does this sort of crop disruption interfere with that and make the labor situation more complicated throughout the rest of the season?
Yeah, we don't have any migrant farm workers on our farm anymore. That's kind of a thing of the past, at least at our operation. We use people from the H-2A guest worker visa program. So we actually recruit workers out of a foreign country. Ours come from a southern state in Mexico. But these people have been coming to work for us upwards of 15 years now, and they're good employees, and that they kind of understand how our operation works, and they know on a year like this, they don't get to come as early as they would on a typical year. So it was just a matter of trying to keep all your balls in the air at the same time and spin it around and move your contracts back and line things up to where they're here for strawberry season. And we sent them home for a couple months, and then we're bringing them back for apple season. So.
Yeah. Interesting. We got a couple of messages from listeners. Steve, this is in an email. Greetings, enjoying the conversation here. I have an orchard farm in Jackson County, southern Indiana. Our peach crop has also failed across all of 16 varieties. Blueberry and pawpaw production is down 50%. Said Michigan peaches seem less affected. he said. And then we also got a note from a listener who didn't leave a name, but this is from Rockford, said, I have a very distressed peach tree on my property. I think this is more of a backyard thing, since I bought the place 23 years ago. This year, after the frost and snows, there was not so much fruit, but it was the biggest and best in years. Jack, let me ask you, so not every year is a winter, but as we see climate change taking its effects on our countryside, do you expect there may be more bad years like this moving forward? How do you think Illinois peaches in general, or Eckert's peaches in particular, might be affected in the years ahead?
Well, I sure hope something like this doesn't happen again, but it's kind of hard to say that it won't. So yeah, the whole climate change thing is kind of a concern of all of ours. And how it'll turn out in 5-10 years, we don't really know. But I think we're just going to have to kind of adapt our strategies and see what we can do to kind of mediate the effects of a bad cold snap in the winter, or a late freeze in April or something. So, you know, going forward, I think we're just going to have to adapt and see if we can't protect ourselves going forward.
Rogella, I think this is probably the last question we'll have time for, but how do you help farmers sort of reckon with that and be prepared for the continuing effects of climate change?
So, Illinois Specialty Growers Association works to help provide advocacy, education, and technical assistance. So we hold conferences, we have educational opportunities with webinars and programs, so we connect them with things like our state climatologists to discuss what's happening and help promote research. We do educational topics on it. We start looking at proactive new market opportunities, but we ultimately are a grassroots organization that works with the farmers to make sure we stay ahead of the game as much as we can.
All right, and we're going to have to leave the conversation there. Rogella Scavuzzo is Executive Director of the Illinois Specialty Growers Association. Austin Flam is Farm Manager at Flam Orchards. And we've also been speaking with Jack Langson, who is Assistant Farm Manager at Eckert's, Inc., located in Belleville. Thank you all so much for being with us today on the 21st Show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.